Dear students, we're going to take a look at some credit card solicitations. And once you've become part of the benevolent machine and your credit score has risen to a point where they want you, you're going to start getting these, folks. Now, we're going to start from the bad old days before the Credit Card Act of 2009 and then take a look at some more recent ones, which are certainly more advantageous to the consumers, but still, they're going to try to get you. They want to get you. This one was as the Credit Card Act was being implemented. It hadn't been completely implemented yet. So it was done in 2009, but I think it didn't take effect until 2012 or something like that, 2011. So here, these gentlemen and ladies are going to give you a fixed APR on purchases when you transfer a balance. Guess what? The balance is is at 19.9 or whatever, 24.9%, and would not be touched until you paid off the 0% money. You see what they're trying to do? Yeah, sure, fixed APR on purchases, but that amount that you transferred would be at the whatever the outrageous rate is, and that amount would not go down until you paid off the zero balance. Now, not anymore. The company must apply any amount over the minimum payment to the highest interest rate balance. And of course, they just want you to do the minimum payment. That's how they get their needle into your vein and suck out your blood. So that was this one. Now, but this, by the way, you're not allowed anymore. They have to apply over the minimum payment to the highest interest rate balance. And then this one is the reverse. They're going to give you 3.99% on balances transferred now. That's not a teaser rate, but purchases would be at the whatever it is, 19%, 23% rate, and would not be affected before the Credit Card Act of 2009 took effect. Would not be affected until the entire balance transfer at 3.99% was paid off. So poo on them. Now, this is a way that they try to sting you without running afoul of the Fair Credit Act. The fee for credit protection, which is not part of the annual percentage rate, right? That's separate, is charged at 79 cents per $100 of your balance per month. Doesn't sound like a much, but that's over 12% a year. And of course, membership is renewed automatically unless you cancel your membership. So they're protecting your credit. For example, if you lose your job or get laid up. But it's very expensive insurance, folks, and they hope that you don't understand how much you're being charged for it. There's a whole lot better way to buy insurance for disability and for, so don't do it through the insurance, through the credit card companies. And even we'll get to disability insurance. That is expensive and it's hard to get too. So the credit card companies are very happy to charge you an outrageous amount of money for credit protection when most people just don't need it. They have to, make their boat payments. Now, this one is kind of tricky. There's two places to sign. They hope that you sign both places, or maybe just the first place, because the first signature is for the credit protection. The second signature is the actual credit account application. So if you just sign the first one, there must be some law or something this mouse is so sensitive. There must be something that says, oh, they really meant to sign the other thing. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't know. But still, they hope you get confused and sign up for credit protection, which is, again, outrageous, but not under the purview of the annual percentage rate by the act that saved us back in the 1970s from being credit from having one company say they're at 14%, the other company at 18%, but the one at 14% was actually more than 18%. Well, this is a way to get around that. By having credit protection, you actually wind up spending a whole lot more. But it's not part of the annual percentage rate. So there. And then this is the back of that. It was a U.S. bank Visa application. You won't know what your interest rate is until you are vetted. When they get your application, they're going to run your credit check and everything. And they're going to say, oh, we're going to give you the highest rate. It could be anywhere from, whatever, 12.15 to 17.25. Okay. And then, of course, this is the last page where everyone read everything, right? This is about the payment protection. You read it, right? That's not what the judge is going to ask you. The judge is going to ask you, did you sign it? Or did you click here to say you signed it? I don't care if you read it or not. Now, this one, I think these companies, you just wonder. This is quite old. It's 2008 or so. They want you to pay to apply for a credit card. Yeah, right. $29 for a Visa, $29 for a MasterCard. But if you do both, it's only $37.50. And of course, they have rush service. And if you add somebody else, you have to add $10. Now, folks, why would you pay to apply? They could just turn you down and send you another application. Hey, what a great deal that is anyway. So I don't know anything about this company, and hopefully they're already way out of business by now. Now, this one is no longer allowed. This is outlawed. Read carefully. Each time you default under any Providian account agreement, Providian's a credit card company, because you fail to make it at least the minimum payment by the payment due date, exceed your credit line, make a payment to us that is not honored by your bank, or reported as delinquent on account with any other creditor. In other words, if I miss a payment with somebody else, they figure, oh, great, we're going to sting this person to 20, we're going to move their interest rate up to 30%, 29.99%. This is no longer allowed. They can't just look at somebody else and say, hey, they missed a payment over at Wells Fargo. We're going to raise their interest rate. No, they can only do it for you. And then after, I think, 6 months, if you've been making payments again, they have to drop it again for being late. Now, this one, they spent a lot of money to get my wife to get this credit card, which she didn't do. But it, because once your credit score goes up, they want you. This was the scan doesn't do it justice. This thing looked, it was like a passport. I mean, it was about the same size and it was really nice printed paper and gorgeous and everything. But they knew, and she doesn't travel as much, but somehow they knew that she travels a lot. So they wanted to go after her. So this one is for World Service. Free travel, even faster with an optional additional card. So it was something good for people who are, you know, travelers. But here's, it's a pretty good offer at the time it was made. 0% for purchases, plus enough bonus points to get a free airline ticket once you made $500 worth of purchases within 90 days, which is, not a bad deal, right? Is that enough of an incentive to acquire and use the card, right? But you have to decide. You have to decide because they make it so enticing. That's pretty darn good. But remember, they're hoping you're only not going to pay the balance off with 1 year, because then what happens? Boom, they go all the way to back and calculate the interest as if you had not had the 0% balance. And then this guy has a foreign transaction fee of almost 3%. 1% is typical. Most credit cards will assign that 1% foreign transaction fee. Folks, it's totally bogus. It is pure profit. There is no reason whatsoever. They have nothing to do. It's all computerized. If you buy something with your credit card outside the United States, they're going to hit you with a foreign transaction fee. And these guys, they know this person, and they somehow knew that this person traveled a lot. So they figure, okay, they'll use it outside the United States and we'll hit them with almost 3% every time they do that. Now, there are credit cards that this is why I have two. I have Mission Federal, but they charge a 1% transaction fee. So no, thank you very much, foreign transaction fee. So there's Capital One. That's one of their claims to fame. They're not the only ones. I'm sure there are others out there. So I don't get any kickback or anything. But when you buy something outside the United States, you don't get hit with that bogus foreign transaction fee. And it was really fun. I was listening. I wish I would have saved it. It was an interview. They were saying, this is really important. This executive, this is really important for us. You know, this is important money we make. He didn't say anything about, we don't earn it. We don't actually do anything. But this is a very important fee for us. I was like, okay, you big jerk. He wants his bonus payment to make his boat payment. Anyway, okay, now, this one, I have no comment. This is another one that came in the mail. Even if you carry other credit cards, respond to this special offer and you can enjoy all the benefits and savings that come with it. So in other words, folks, don't worry about getting further and further in debt. Wrong. Now, let's fast forward. Now, this is something that just came just recently to yours truly. And you've been pre-selected. That's not the real invitation ID. But look, this is a pretty darn good deal. 5% back on your streaming cable TV and satellite services, which they're barking up the wrong tree. We don't even have a television. But still, if you have all these streaming and cable and satellite services, I don't know if it's your internet service. If it was the internet service, I would be tempted. I don't think it is. 3% back on gas and groceries, which is, again, almost as good as the Costco card, which gives you 4% back on gas, but not groceries. And then 1% back on other products, no annual fee. That's a pretty darn good deal. Because if you are diligent and make the payments every single month automatically, they pay off the balance, you don't get hit with interest payments, they're giving you pretty decent perks. But remember what Jonathan Clement said, these credit cards, if you don't use them like a debit card, they're like the bubonic plague. They are the bubonic plague of personal finances. And then this one was pretty darn tempting here, folks. If you spend, first thing, if you 1.5% back, no annual fee, as I remember. Yeah, no annual fee. But look, if you spend $4,500 in the first 3 months, they'll give you $500 back. Now, okay, that's a pretty damn good deal, right? $500 back if you spend $4,500. But if you can't pay off that $4,500, that $500 is going to be swamped by your interest payments if you pay it off over, 5 years, 10 years, or whatever. So you have to remember that these people are not your friends. They're not on your side. They are trying to make a lot of money, and credit cards allow them to do that. How do you know a bank is making money? Their doors are open, and especially they make a tremendous sum of money from credit cards. So those are some solicitations. If you have any egregious solicitations or very good ones solicitations, send them to me. I'd love to, of course, scratch off your name or whatever. I'll make sure it's scratched off. I'll take a look at them. Huh? Okay. So thank you very much for being in our class, folks. We hope we've scared you enough. We're going to do another little presentation on the images that they put in these advertisements and realize that they are out to get you, folks.